Well, it's good to sit down and have a little conversation. I think folks who were here last year might remember that the evening program was kind of cut short because of a severe thunderstorm that was coming through the area. We wanted to get everybody out of here before something bad happened. I don't think we have to worry about that this year.
It's been beautiful. Yeah. I think we've been very lucky.
Well, you should have been here Monday night.
I heard.
Well, welcome back to Oshkosh.
Thank you.
You've been here about 24 hours. Any great impressions that strike you so far this year?
Well, it's the same thing. Last time, I'm always impressed by the wonderful behavior of everyone. So many people pressed so close together, behaving so well. And I think that is a credit to the business of aviation, to the process of aviation. I said before that I think aviation fosters good citizen skills. And I think you can be very proud of the way this mass of people all behave. Then, of course, a spectacular air show today, really wonderful. And Calista and I are here with our 4.5-year-old who had his first chance to see an air show, and he was mesmerized by it. It was really fun to watch him enjoy it.
Did you have a chance to see the Global Flyer arrive?
I missed that. I'm terribly sorry that I did miss it. I hope I get another chance.
Okay. Let's go back a few years and tell us how you got interested in flying.
I really don't know that I remember clearly. When I was growing up, there was no television. There was radio, and one of the shows I used to listen to was Sky King. And I really enjoyed it, and my dad was in advertising, and one of his accounts was that show, and I got a chance to meet Sky King. And aviation captured my imagination when I was very young. I went to college not far from here in Ripon College, and while I was at college, I scraped together enough money to take maybe 5 or 6 lessons. I think it was Wild Rose Airport, and it was a tri-pacer. But the $11 an hour for a pilot instructor in an airplane was more than I could bear at the time, and I had to give it up. Many years later, I was about 55 years old, and I was riding around in the back of airplanes that seemed to be a perk of being a movie star. Forgive my saying those words. And I got fascinated. I was often the only person aboard, and I'd go up and sit with the pilots, and I became my curiosity again was engaged. And later on, I realized it was costing me money to fly around in other people's airplanes, and even though they said it was for free. So I got my own airplane. I just had dinner with Steve Fawcett, who mentioned that he got an airplane for business, and he realized after a period of time that the guys in front were having a lot more fun than he was sitting in the back with his glass of Chardonnay. And I had a similar experience. And so I deputized one of my pilots and told him it was a condition of employment to teach me to fly. He's probably here tonight. I'd like to give a nod to one of the true heroes of aviation, Terry Bender.
Terry. All right, let's hear it for Terry. So what was the first flight lesson, aside from the TriPacer, when you got back into aviation, what were you flying?
Well, we started out flying a 182 out of Jackson, Wyoming. And my two training environments were Jackson, Wyoming and Teterboro, New Jersey. There cannot be two more different environments to fly in. And it was my great good luck to learn in that kind of an environment, because it taught me a great deal more. It was a kind of compressed education, especially at Teterboro. And I went from a 182, I got my license in a 206, and as you all know, the addiction does grow rapidly. And I've been flying for not very long, for about 8 or 9 years, but it has changed my life. It has. When I started to fly, I wasn't sure that in my advanced years whether learning would come to me as easily as it had when I was younger. And I was with a patient instructor, and with enough time, I really enjoyed the process of learning something new and seeing the world from a different perspective. I think as much as anything, the beauty of flight engaged me.
What's your most favorite place to fly? You've flown all over the country. Is there a favorite scenery or city?
You know, I don't really, every flight is different, every environment is different, the challenge is different in every kind of environment. I love flying in the mountains. I love flying in the backcountry, going a little unimproved strips and that sort of thing. That's challenging and rewarding. But I also love, just any kind of flight, you know.
What other airplanes are in the hangar these days?
I have more airplanes than it's fair for anybody to have. You all agree with me. I have a Aviat Husky, which I love. I have a Bonanza B36TC, a Caravan, a Grand Caravan, a 1929 Waco Taper Wing. Ooh. I have, and I have recently moved from a PC-12 to a really most exciting airplane I've ever flown, the CJ-3.
And that's the airplane that you arrived in here at Oshkosh?
That's what we came in yesterday.
A nice flight, I take it.
A beautiful flight, yeah.
What's your, this is a question that was submitted. We opened up the EAA webpage and said, if you have a question for Harrison Ford and you can't be here, go ahead and send it in. So there's a couple of interesting ones here. What's your favorite airplane noise?
That's not hard. I left out a couple of airplanes. One of them. I love the sound of a round engine. I have a de Havilland Beaver with a Pratt & Whitney 985, which is a beautiful sound.
Here's one from Chris Berg of Woodbridge, Virginia. Considering your aviation knowledge, is there any character in aviation history you'd like to play in a movie?
Wow, that's there are so many heroes in aviation, and heroes make good movie characters. But I can't think of one that I might nominate. There are many, many both sung and unsung heroes in aviation. I can't think of anybody particular I'd like to play.
One from Richard Bruegel. He'd like to know, he's a retired Army helicopter pilot. He'd like to know how you became interested in rotary wing.
I was making a movie in Hawaii. I was being picked up every day in a Bell Jet Ranger to fly to beautiful places and being dropped off on the top of a mountain. And after the second or third day, I got the fellow that was flying me to put duals in, and by the time I left Hawaii, I had 24 hours of flight time. And I came back here and finished up my rotorcraft license, and I really, really enjoy flying helicopters.
What was your reason for your initial interest in the Young Eagles program?
Well, I became acquainted with Young Eagles in Jackson, our chapter in Driggs, Idaho, right over the mountains from Jackson. I have a number of friends who for years have brought me into service, and I was delighted with the experience. I really loved it. One of the things I found out is that when you have an airplane full of kids, you make better landings. But I've done it 3 or 4 years. I guess they tell me I've flown about 200 kids, and it has been an enormous pleasure for me. Those days, I haven't been able to do it every year because of pressure of work, but those days are great days for me. I really enjoy it.
I'm pretty sure a lot of folks here agree with that sentiment, and it's a great motivator for continuing to participate in the program. Do you have a favorite Young Eagles flight that you made, or Young Eagles memory that stands out in your mind as one that that you'll always remember?
Gosh, you know, each experience is different according to the kids you have aboard. But I've flown with some wonderful kids. I can't say that there's one moment that stands out.
Your favorite place to fly Young Eagles is at Driggs in Jackson Hole?
Well, I honestly haven't flown Young Eagles in any other place, so I've got to say I've been invited to a variety of chapters to fly kids, and I'm would like to take advantage of that opportunity, but I haven't been able to do that yet.
One of the other questions that came up a lot of times that was submitted was, what's the latest on Indiana Jones 4?
Thank you. Well, I'm no fool. I'd love to do reports to the contrary. I'd love to do another Indiana Jones. We're just waiting to get exactly the right script. And I think I'm. We better do it pretty soon, or Sean Connery's going to be too old to play my father.
And one last question for you this evening. With all you've experienced with Young Eagles, any chance you might sign on and do another 2 years as our chairman?
Nothing would please me more.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Harrison Ford, chairman of the Young Eagles program.